last night should take everybody off a little bit, because this is now a point where you have six straight losses to the Yankees going back to the postseason last year. We're going to get to Jazz Chisholm in about a half hour as well. That should also irritate you, I think, as a Royals fan.
I'm prepared to talk about that, yeah.
But like an 8-run loss at home, and for whatever reason, there isn't probably a true reason for this. Coincidence, I guess. What's so frustrating, they had over 30,000 out there last night, which is great. It's what we were hoping for.
Sure.
Considering everything came together, that's what they should have. The Royals have played 14 games at Kauffman Stadium with 30,000 or more fans over the last 2 years, including the playoffs. And I believe this was, maybe it was David Leske that had this stat. So think about that. 14 games over 30,000 in attendance. And the Royals have won four of those 14 games.
4-10 when a crowd shows up?
So yes, coincidence, whatever. Just,
I mean, that's what it feels like, sure.
You have a lot of casual fans that are going out for those big moments. Let's be real. When you're drawing over 30, unless it's the playoffs, it typically is there's something really special happening. A debut, a hell of a giveaway, retirement maybe for Moose or Gordon or whatever, which, by the way, that's coming up on Friday night, the Hall of Fame induction for Gordon.
And the giveaway, I think Bobby's bobblehead is on Saturday.
Yeah, so stuff like that, okay. But last night, there was a lot of people there. That was probably their first Royals game of the season. Don't you think?
Might that's be their
fair,
only Royals game
fair
year,
to say?
Yeah.
And it might be their only one. And then when you go out there and you have that type of performance, I know it's one game in the grand scheme of things, but for that fan, that might be their one game, as you said, Cody, that they go. There's no guarantee when you go to the ballpark your team's going to win. Of course not. Nobody's suggesting that they should win every single time you go.
But it does feel like bad
big crowds,
timing.
Yeah, big crowds where people are fired up and everybody's looking for a reason to get on board here. And then you lay an egg like that last night. That's what sucks.
Yeah, it was a... Look, I mean, I'm not going to pretend. The Royals have not gotten just, like, kicked in the teeth a bunch this year. But that was one of the worst games they've played all year. Now, I would say there are, you know, the normal stuff. They were a couple of pitches away, right, from it being really bad. There's no shame in giving up a 470-foot home run to Aaron Judge. People do that.
One of the most impressive home runs I've seen in person in my life. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Towering shot. But lots of pitchers do that. Okay, don't four pitch walk the guy in front of you. Don't put the 8 and 9 hitters on in front of a home run, you know, or a 7, 8, 9. Don't let them cook you later in the game. And so like that part of it. And then the Royals didn't seem like they had a timely hit. Look, Max Fried's very good. He's one of the top five favorites for the Cy Young in the American League for a reason. There's a reason why he is at the level that he is at. So like part of it is just that you got beat. It just sucks that it happens in like, it's the Cags debut. It's this. Like, it felt like it had some like momentum and juice. And to your point, I feel like everyone in the city, like Royals every year, the first part of the year, Royals fans spend, hey, don't make us just walk away on the season, right? Don't make us think that there's no chance. Don't be like 2005 and I just know it's fried from the beginning. Give me to Memorial Day thinking that this team's got a chance. Okay, we've crossed that hurdle. But the second part of the challenge of attracting fans when you're the Royals is give me that little bit of momentum to like buy in. Feel like the whole city's a buzz and talk about the Royals every night and this is a playoff team and all that stuff. Yankees Tuesday night, Cags debut, that felt like an opportunity gold to maybe start that momentum. And it never got off the ground yesterday, obviously.
Yeah, and I get it. You're right. Max Fried's one of the best pitchers in baseball. No doubt about that. Yeah. He's got, I think, the third best odds to win Cy Young in the American League. He doesn't allow many runs to anybody. I would listen to that more if we know that the ongoing theme of this entire 2025 season to this point is what we saw last night. Maybe not an 8-run loss.
Yeah.
But the lack of production when you get runners in scoring position again. And that was the same thing last night. Same thing, or when they
first and second, nobody out.
Yeah, I mean,
only got the one run off of. It felt like they should have been more, or that was the second inning. Felt like they should have gotten more.
That's I think why it's not just as simple as, well, Max Fried pitched great. What do you expect?
Yeah, it's and because games like that happen.
It's because like over the weekend against the White Sox, a couple pitchers nobody's ever heard of still shut you down. It's like, you know, tonight I think it's Clark Schmidt or whatever for the
for the
Yankees.
The playoffs against
and he's got
guys.
Like a 4-something ERA. All right, fine pitcher, whatever. But like, you know, tonight if the same thing happens in terms of runners in scoring position, that's just the theme of the season. This current Royals team, now that even unfortunately Michael Massey, just for his own personal sake, injury-wise, he's on the IL. Like they truly, every move up, other than trading for someone, there's just nobody to trade for at this present time on June 11th. They've made like every move that I think the fan base has wanted them to make in season, right?
Renfro.
Massey, unfortunately, is on IL, but I know a lot of people were wanting them to move him, you know, down to AAA. But anyway, he's on IL right now. You've called up Jack Caglione, obviously. You've called up John Rave. You've called up Drew Waters. You know, Noah Cameron hasn't been sent down. The moves have been made. This is the team until maybe a trade happens in July, I guess. This is what you're going to have to work with. And this is why they're going to be around this 500 to three games above 500 for much of the year. The question is, can they get on a run enough to squeak into the postseason? That's kind of where what's feeling like now at this point.
Yeah. At the moment, it definitely feels that way. We'd mentioned yesterday that I felt like it was kind of come down to the wire, but it's some of this is just coming to the Yankees are becoming the hated team again. I'm so sick of seeing their smug ass
sure
come through town, and they beat him in the playoffs last year, man. And they were successful obviously last year in the regular season against him in the earlier stretch this year, and like the ego, like little things like Kramer, the guy who helps with our social media stuff, was being called derogatory slurs by Yankees fans at Kauffman yesterday just for shooting some video content. It's like all of that, and you're like, I don't need this in our world. Can we just like beat them so like for a minute you can be like, good, finally. A win against after six in a row, it would feel nice. And you're right. The fact that there was a huge crowd last night and everyone was there. The stars were out for Jack Caglione's debut. Reggie Jackson, Alfonso Ribeiro, who've got my own beef with, as you remember maybe on this show once.
I don't know why.
George Brett.
I don't know why you do.
And Patrick Mahomes. We were going to do a karaoke thing and he stole my song.
He gets priority over you.
He gets to steal my song? He could choose any other song.
Carlton gets priority over you.
He gets to steal my song?
He gets priority over
because
you.
Because he was in one popular show 40 years ago?
Yeah. And where was he sitting last night? Crown Club, baby. So yeah. It's turned out pretty well for him.
That's true. He was sitting in some pretty good seats last night. Old Carlton.
Yeah, look, you're right about the hate for the Yankees. I mean, it definitely has renewed that going back to the postseason last year. And then we're going to talk about Jazz Chisholm in 20 minutes or so.